This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In Romans chapter 7, Paul encourages us to be committed or married to the resurrected Christ, not to Jesus Christ's earthly example. If you try to follow Christ's example, you'll find yourself under condemnation and guilt because you'll never be able to live up to his example. His example can't save you from your sinful nature and passions aroused by the law. Trying to follow his example ultimately leads to discouragement, despair, and even death, verse 5. Romans 7:4 says, "My brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God." Committing yourself to the one who died for your sins and rose again frees you to live in a new way, the way of the Spirit. As a nominal Christian, you at best were married to him under the law. As a true believer, you're released from that marriage bond. Now you're free to be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead. In this relationship, the Holy Spirit plays a significant role. He quickens in you a whole new life with new potential and power. The fruit you bear under the law is death. In the new relationship, you're enabled to bear fruit to God, to serve in the new way of the Spirit. It's then you can say, "I can do everything through him who gives me strength," Philippians 4:13. The Christian life is based on life from above or supernatural life. You can't live in a Christ-like way apart from this supernatural power. It is futile to try in your own strength.